Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
We've been talking about pride. And, oh, is that what you wanted to hear today? I'm going to tell you something. I really believe that who's in the government and all that's going on is that we have got to understand this area of pride in our life. Because I told him last night, I've been in ministry probably about 30 years preaching. And my biggest problem has been pride. Just it. And I'm going to tell you what your biggest problem is. Same thing. When we understand that, and we begin to really understand humility and being humble, it's going to help you in the days ahead. Tremendously. Because you can have paradise. You can have paradise in the middle of all that's going on in our government, all that's going on in our world, when you understand. Because when you humble yourself and love the people under your roof, there's a love, man, that overcomes everything. See, when you're not loving, then it's your self-interest that are being invaded. And that's where you have the problem. You see that? But when your self-interest is when you're preferring that other person, your self-interest doesn't have anything in there. So you're just in a bless me contest. You see that? And you can have paradise and God's presence for you, behind you, up, all around you. Just like the song said. But I'm going to tell you something. When you're into pride, you got three things against you. You got God, because God opposes you. He will not let your pride fulfill His will. He will not. He opposes you. That word oppose, opposite. He's your adversary now. Now you got God, you got the devil, and you got yourself against you. That's why when you walk around with your mind on yourself and what you do and don't have, and you're calling all them forces against you. See that? That's why it makes you so miserable. If you got yourself on your mind all the time, that's where your misery's coming from. You'll be miserable than a goose in a hailstorm walking around thinking about yourself all the time. Self-pity? God doesn't care about your self-pity. He wants you to call on Him. He carried all your sorrows, all your griefs. All sorrow and all grief is rooted in pride. All sorrow and all grief is rooted in pride. Still want to hear the rest? Am I making sense? This is what I want us to understand. And when we begin to understand this, you enjoy life much, much more. Because it's not about you anymore. It's about God and other people. And that's what God's trying to help you understand. I believe that what we got in there now in the government is God put them there. Because the Bible says that. God put them there because He wants you and I to be more dependent on Him. And the more we're dependent on Him, now the kingdom can advance more. You see that? Because if you're not dependent on Him, you're trying to do it in your own strength. Amen? All right. Let's go to our foundational scripture after we read our vision. To build a people who are established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. Boy. Father, we thank you for your presence today. We thank you for all that you're doing in our hearts, in our lives, in our community, in this world, in our nation. We ask, Lord, that you continue to give us revelation knowledge in this area of humility and being humble and not being proudful. Father, we need help in this area. So, Father, we pray that you would assist us by the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. All right, now, look what he says. Whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God. You know, the word resist also means frustrate, and it means to oppose. So you have ever watched the news and you see somebody who's resisting arrest? You see strife and contention and violence. You see that? That's because they're coming against what God has established. That's a picture of God resisting you. And then what happens? They end up getting killed or whatever. Making sense? Because God established all authority. We have to understand that. And that's just a simple example. We need to, you know, if you have your teachers are and your coaches are your social authorities, and your president and your senate is your governmental authorities, and then you have what? Family authorities, the husband and the wife, the mother and the father. They're authorities in that home over those children. And so then you have church authorities, apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, teachers, for the equipping of the saints. Those authority, when you're willing to submit to that authority, God's protection will be on you. See, it takes humility and being humble to be under authority. See, when you're under authority, the devil has no authority over you. When you're under his authority, he can't touch you. But when you get into pride, you step out of that authority. You step out of that covenant. And now you're open game for that, for his attacks on your life. Am I making sense? That's why we have to understand this. All right. Go with me to Genesis chapter 3, verse 6 and 7. So look, it says, who resists will bring judgment on themselves. So when you resist and oppose the authority, you bring judgment on yourself. And you know what? You can be at work, and your boss, he's got bourbon breath. He's mad all the time, and you don't want to do what he's asking you to do. He's going to bring judgment, and you start nagging him and mean mugging him and speaking negative about that person. You're bringing that judgment right up in your house. I'm just trying to help you see this. When you understand that, you'll button it up and say, yes, sir. I'm telling you, we got to understand this. And then when you understand it, you'll take something joyful back home. And you'll come home to something joyful and peace. And then, life is good. Because you got God watching over you. You see this? Is it easy? It's not easy. The only place you find easy is in Matthew 11, 28. He said, my yoke is easy. His yoke is the word easy means custom fit. It's custom fit for your life to do his will. And when you're in his will, you got his protection. Listen to me. You got his protection. You got his provision. You got his love all over you. You know what? You can't have anxiety knowing that you're protected, knowing that you're loved, and knowing that you're provided for. There will not be anxiety in your heart. Anxiety is from pride. You see this? You can't have anxiety when you know how much you're loved and you know you're protected and you know you're provided for. Won't be any anxiety. Anxiety is self-afflicted. Still good in this church? That's the truth. When you're sitting there worrying about all this stuff, you're bringing that on. You're bringing it on yourself because you don't want to be under God's authority. All right. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave it to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. This is where you and I were created to be God conscious all the time. This is where self-consciousness came in. See that? They weren't even aware of their nakedness until they ate. See, she ate. Adam was right there with her. Adam wasn't doing his job as a man of what God established. Adam should have said, "Don't eat that." Then he turned around and blamed the woman. "This woman you gave me." I wouldn't laugh about that. Men aren't taking their responsibility in their home. See that? Think about that. So, they became self-conscious when she ate. So now they're no longer God-conscious, they're self-conscious. Or they're self-centered. Or they're selfish. See that? That's where it came from. And that's what, when we grow and mature, it's all getting back to being God conscious. We've been created to be focused on God. God's purpose from the beginning was that we should be God conscious and not self-conscious. Until Adam and Eve, the forbidden fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they were so unconscious of their self that they did not even consider their own nakedness. But after their disobedience, they became fully aware of themselves and wanted to hide themselves. Their focus had shifted from God to self. Self-consciousness is just another way of saying self-centeredness. It's really the root of all insecurity and all sorrow and all grief. Jesus said, it says in Isaiah that he carried all our griefs and all our sorrows. People are unhappy for a lot of reasons. But if you really analyze your life and look into your life, if they would really look into their life, they will find that their unhappiness and sorrow is always the result of being deprived of what they want. So the answer to dealing with sorrow can be found in dealing with self. Self. For example, financial problems. What do you think? Financial problems. Anybody ever live above their means? I don't think anybody in this place has, but I think, people do that. They spend more than they make. They live, they charge, they have all this debt, they live above their means, that will cause major problems in your life. That will cause major problems in your life. You got credit cards on debt. You talk about anxiety. That'll bring stress on your children. And they had nothing to do with it. That'll bring problems on them. And they're just trying to get you to help them understand life. But you got this negativity because you can't control because of your pride. You still all right? That's how it is. Living above their means. I always taught my children, live below your means. Live below your means. If you can't pay for it, you probably don't need it. And some of you can pay for it and you don't need it. If you're miserable or unhappy over the house that you live in, the cars you drive, it's your selfishness. It's self-centeredness. Well, you might see me in my Maxima. I'm not being false humility. But I got my Maxima. I got my right mirror. I got it taped on there. I was backing out of there to take Olivia to school one day. And I backed out of the garage. And the mirror hit the side of the, knocked it off. You did that? Yeah, I did. I only got 280,000 miles on that car. I'm going to drive it till it quits. Yeah, I like it. So if you say, oh, there's my, oh, I don't know if that's, gonna, you know, is that my pastor in that car? See, you can get caught up in all that. Am I making sense? I'd rather drive a rust bucket 62 Volkswagen with the roof leaking and the floorboard showing on the ground and have Jesus up in there than to have a Maserati or a whatever. What's some fancy cars, Brian? What are they? Maserati? I would. And know Jesus. Now, believers can sometimes in church be as selfish and self-centered and even more so than the world. Listen to me. Trying to use God to obtain the things they could not get in the world. They are so focused on what's in it for them. Some people just come to church because they hear God can do this and do that for them. It's all about them still, see? They've never known or have forgotten what the Scripture says concerning finances. Matthew 6:33. If you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things, how many? All these things will be added unto you. God has already promised that our needs are met in Him, and that they will be added to us as a byproduct of seeking His kingdom first. His kingdom is His authority. When we understand His authority, see, there's a protection over us. And He's going to make sure His favor is on you. He says He gives grace to the humble. He favors the humble, the Bible says. In James 4:6 and 1 Peter 5, His favor, He gives favor to the humble. In other words, He favors you because you're dependent on Him. He favors you. If you're always at odds and always wondering why things don't work and connect and never working, God is opposing you. You're trying to do it in your own strength. And He's got the devil there, and He's not trying to stop the devil. And He's got yourself, you're trying to do it yourself. It's this constant war and conflict. You still glad you came to church? You know, I lost my mom 1 year from today on the 9th. I got to know her in the last 14 years better than I ever knew her my whole life, because she was in an institution from when I was 5 till I was a sophomore in high school, a mental institution. She was diagnosed as a paranoid schizophrenic. And she wasn't even taking that medicine those last few years I was with her. She never had a problem. I got to know her. It was like powerful. And so when she passed away, I thought, I'll never be able to do her funeral. I did her funeral because I knew she was going to be with Jesus. And I could celebrate that. You see that? I've seen people, they lose somebody, and it just takes them out. They go in depression. See that? God doesn't want you to do that. He wants to use you. When you understand, you're not going to be grieving and full of sorrow. He carried all that for you. It's okay to grieve for a few days and a little time because of your loved one. That's okay. And that's normal. But to continue in that and stay in that, and it to have, and you use that for an excuse for your drinking and for your emotional problems and all you're going through, that's empty. All right. We making sense today? Yeah. We should be excited when we know where people are going and celebrate, right? When we have funerals here and we know where, that's what we call it, celebration, right? It's a celebration. The source of grief and sorrow in our relationships and unhappiness is pride. It's pride. Your unhappiness and your misery is pride. Right there it is. when you're upset all the time and you gotta, it's your own pride. See that? You're not willing to be humble and ask God for help. Humility is a virtue. Pride is a vice. Pride opposes. It puts God in opposition, opposing you, the devil, and yourself. Man, you got to remember that. Talk to God about everything. You need to be treating your wife and your husband as though they are a king and a queen. When you don't, it's pride. It's your own pride. Those children that live up under that house and their little feet, they need to hear words of edification and kindness and love flowing. When you got strife and screaming, and you're putting a curse on the people God has put under you, you're putting it right on them. Am I making sense? Come on now. And you wonder why children don't want to come to church? You wonder why teens don't want to come to church? They've seen too much. The people in here, we ought to be tickled pink to come and worship God and be with each other and glean from each other and edify each other and build each other up for 1,000 generations, right? Man, don't you want that? You can have it. It's our pride that keeps us from it. When you get offended and hurt, it's your own pride. When you allow somebody to hurt you, because you don't understand who you are. And you know what? You're going to get hurt in church. People are going to hurt you. I'll tell you that right now. I've been here 21 years. I've never been hurt. But I'm telling you right now, you ain't got nothing for me now. Look at me real good. That's the truth. Nothing. You're not going to hurt me. Because I got my joy and I got my peace. And I'm not going to give it to you. You can go talk about me. You can say what you want on Facebook, whatever. I'm going to continue to serve him and you. We're going to serve each other. See, when you serve people, that's what you're here for. That's what you're here for. That'll bring greatness out of you. Proverbs 13:10 says, contention and strife. By pride only comes strife. This verse makes it clear that pride is the source of all contention and all strife. It's coming out of you. See that? Whenever you're in conflict, here's how you handle conflict. You say, well, what are you supposed to never talk about problems? No, that's just it. Here's the problem. Let's put the problem on the table. I'm not coming against you. You're not my problem. Here's the problem on the table. Now, we're going to talk about the problem, not come at each other. You and I are going to join forces, and we're going to deal with the problem. And the problem's going to exit. You see? But when you say you're the problem, now pride is coming out of you. And strife is coming out of you. When you blame somebody else for your deal. Pride is not the leading cause of contention and strife. It's the only cause of contention and strife. Low self-esteem, listen. Low self-esteem, false humility, timidity, and shyness. People who consider themselves shy, you ever get around people? You ever get around a family and the mother and father say, oh, they're just shy. Oh, they're just timid. Oh, you know, they just have a little low self-esteem. You know what that is? Help me out. That's pride. Listen to me. Esteem means value. When you have a low value of yourself, why would you have a low value? You're God's child. You see that? You're kingdom. You're a kingdom kid. The God who created the universe is your father. And you have a low value of who you are? Right? You catching this? Low self-esteem causes self, listen, causes yourself to dominate your thoughts. They are so focused on what other people may think or say or do something wrong. Listen, to protect themselves, they become timid, shy, and sorrowful. They're protecting themselves. Their pride will prevent them from going forward. They don't want to risk being criticized by others. True humility is agreeing with what God says about who you are and what you are called and created to do. We need to stop worrying about what other people think or say. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what people say. When you're truly humble, you're dead to yourself. And God will favor you. And when God favors you, doesn't matter what the rest of the world is doing.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
I've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.